Just me, Pete Van Horn.
Still dark down the street?
Yep, all the streetlights are out.
Where are you going?
I thought I'd check it out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'll cut through your backyard, Steve, if you don't mind.
Hey, what for?
See if they got power over on Floral Street.
Sure. Go ahead.
You need a flashlight?
Nope, I know my way around.
Well, good luck. Let us know.
All right, be right back then.
We've got some candles in the house. Maybe I should go get them.
Not yet. Give it a few more minutes.
Did you see what was on his belt?
What?
A claw hammer.
Oh, he always carries that.
How come?
He's a carpenter.
Yeah, but what does he need a hammer for at night?
I don't know.
For protection?
From what? Steve, what's going on?
I wish I knew, honey.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense.
How do you mean?
Well, why should the power go off all of a sudden?
And the phone lines.
Maybe some sort of electrical storm or something.
Nah, that don't seem likely. I mean, the sky was just as blue as anything today. No lightning, no thunder, no nothing. How could it be a storm?
I can't get a thing on the radio. Not even the portable.
So we can't call the power company.
Well, why don't we check with the police?
How?
Well, you could drive downtown in that new car of yours.
I suppose I could.
They'll probably think we're nuts, though. A little power failure and right away we get all flustered and bent out of shape.
It isn't just a power failure, Charlie. If it was, we'd still be able to get a broadcast on the portable.
Yeah, well, we ought to do something.
I'll run into town and we'll get this straightened out.
Are you sure, Steve? Maybe we should all stay together.
Just take a few minutes and then at least we'll know.
Do you want me to come with you?
No.